share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. When we go to a restaurant and look at the menu, we may let out a chuckle or two when we spot translations that do not make sense. But when we first saw the menu of this Singaporean-style restaurant in Beijing, we laughed out loud. In a viral post by 48-year-old Malaysian Arthur Peng, who is a project manager working there, he has shared a series of photos depicting his experience when dining at a restaurant named Borderless in Beijing, China. He writes, "A Singapore-styled restaurant in Beijing with waitresses dressed in Singapore Airlines uniform and awful English translations in their menu." The post was shared a whopping 9,300 times, and without further ado, let's dive into some of the mistranslated dishes offered by Borderless. Their curry has no curry to it at all and costs 68 Chinese yuan, RM45.25. At least the rendang is not crispy? 59 Chinese yuan is RM39.26. 52 Chinese yuan is RM34.60. A classic case of direct translation is they use fatty beef in the tom yam, 49 Chinese yuan equals RM32.6. This is just plain copied and pasted as it is seafood tom yam, 62 Chinese yuan equals RM41.6. 58 Chinese yuan equals RM38.60. Where is the tauhu? 36 Chinese yuan equals RM24. This can be considered cannibalism, 29 Chinese yuan equals RM19.30. None of the English words exists in the picture, 32 Chinese yuan equals RM21.30. Yes, this is roti canai and it costs 28 Chinese yuan, RM18.63, per portion. Error 404, bihu not found, 42 Chinese yuan equals RM27.95. 22 Chinese yuan equals RM14.64. After looking at the menu items, some netizens believe that the restaurant should change its name from Borderless to Couldn't Be Bothered. Even though the menu may have many typos and mistranslations, the most important thing when dining out is definitely the taste of the food. When asked by World of Buzz, Arthur Peng reviewed his meal at Borderless. The food was not bad, it was edible but definitely not authentic. He added that it has been 8 years since he started working in China, and on the topic of badly translated menus, he says, "I have seen worse." Arthur also confirmed that the restaurant is run and managed by the local Chinese. However, Arthur has said that he will be bringing his friends to the restaurant next time. After looking at this, Pisang Goreng Cheese Melalui viral TikTok may not be such a bad name. What are some of the funniest attempts at translations you have seen? Share them with us in the comments. Also read. Authorities in Japan rush to save floating body in water, turns out it's a sex doll. Source. Arthur Peng L. Facebook source. Arthur Peng L. Facebook source. Arthur Peng L. Facebook. Source. Arthur Peng L. Facebook 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 source. Facebook source. Arthur Peng L. Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.